Thank you, everyone. I'm presenting on soil microclimate and degradation of biodegradable plastic mulch. I'm from Washington State University, and I'm being supervised by Dr. Marcus Florey. Plastic mulching is an important practice in crop production, especially among specialty crop producers. And as you can see from this slide, one, it reduces soil evaporation, and this is very important for conserving soil moisture. Also, it modifies soil temperature, and most of the benefit is attributed to early season soil warming. So early in the spring, you have increased soil temperature, and this is very conducive for plant growth. Another one is due to the cover, mulch cover, it prevents light penetration, and this is able to help control weeds as you have this. And all these attributes translate to increased yield and fruit quality, which these are just clip arts to illustrate what I'm trying to explain. Unfortunately, these mulches are made from polyethylene-based materials, which are slow degraders in many environmental conditions. The question is, can we use biodegradable plastic mulch as an alternative? In order to be a viable alternative, what we need to achieve is biodegradable plastic mulch need to perform equally as the polyethylene mulch in terms of maintaining conducive microclimate for plant growth. Again, we have to ensure that they will undergo complete degradation. We don't want to have this scenario. This is an accumulation of polyethylene mulch, and these fragments can end up in ocean and cause problems to aquatic life. They can even accumulate in soil and also alter the soil ecology. So we have to ensure that biodegradable plastic mulch will be safe as we intend them to be. For my study, I'm comparing biodegradable plastic mulch with the polyethylene mulch, and I have several biodegradable plastic mulch products. But for this, what I'm presenting, because of time, I will look at the one that was made from PLA, polylactic acid, and polyhydroxyl alkanoate polymers. We assessed microclimate, and again, we placed we cut 10 by 12 centimeter mulch samples. We placed in 250 micron nylon mesh bag, as you can see, and we buried in soil and in compost, and we assessed degradation by image analysis over time. What did we find? On this side, as you can see from the cursor, the mulches retained soil water content compared to the bare ground. And the good thing is the biodegradable plastic mulch, which is the PLA-PHA, as I described earlier, was fairly comparable to the polyethylene. Again, from temperature, during the early season, we see significant difference between the bare ground and then the mulches. But again, they are very close. The highlight of my results is this one. And that is, as you can see, this is an unused mesh bag, and that is from the one that was composted with the biodegradable plastic one, and this is the polyethylene. Since polyethylene does not degrade, arguably, these residues are from the compost. Now, these are very distinct from this. The biodegradable plastic mulch, distinct from polyethylene mulch. That is a big question. Where are they coming from? It is definitely attributable to the biodegradable plastic mulch. I don't have time, but if you can visit me on my poster, you get to know which is on 309. You know what these were. We did a lot of FTIR analysis. We did electrophoretic mobility tests, and we kind of have an idea of what some of these additives would be. And it's interesting to know: are they going to be? Is it toxic to human beings? Could they accumulate in soil? Is it going to have long-term potential problem to us? These are all questions that I believe most of us would be interested to know, and you are welcome to visit me on my poster. For a brief summary, soil microclimate is was comparable to polyethylene mulch, which is a good news. But the bad news is there is incomplete breakdown, and this could lead to a long-term accumulation of micro residue from biodegradable plastic mulch. Thank you.
We do have time for a question.
So the September was That is, we harvested way very early, so that was kind of, that is slightly, yes, I agree, but that is really, I can't really tell what happened exactly, sorry. To be honest, I can't tell what happened exactly, but yeah, you are right, I see that, but I can't really tell from that, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.